Good afternoon. I'm Jamila Erickson here with today's midday interview. Everybody at WHQR has been so excited waiting for this interview today. It seems like I'm the only one on staff who has not read the entire Magic School Bus series. I'm just of an age where I was too old to enjoy those as a child, and I don't have any children or grandchildren, so I didn't know about it. But everybody else has been jumping up and down because Joanna Cole is here today. She is the author of the Magic School Bus series in collaboration for 20 years with Bruce Deegan, who does the wonderful illustrations. And Joanna is here today because there's a special event happening tomorrow from 4 to 6 tomorrow at the Fred and Alice Stanback Coastal Education Center next to the Wrightsville Beach Museum. She will be reading from her latest book, which is The Magic School Bus and the Climate Challenge. There will also be books available there. She'll be happy to sign them for you. I understand there will be an ice cream social and games and all kinds of good things. But we'll get back to that in a second. Right now, I want to welcome Joanna Cole. Joanna, thank you for coming.
Oh, it's so nice to be here.
Good. We're glad to have you, obviously. For those folks that don't know about the Magic School Bus, how did it all begin?
Well, the Magic School Bus is a combination of a story, humor, and science information. And it began because I had been a children's science book writer for 16 years before we did the first book. And I had also written humorous storybooks for children. And so an editor at Scholastic, Craig Walker, was trying to make science books that kids would like to buy. They found that the books that they had, science books, were wonderful, but children weren't really buying them as much as they'd hoped. So he got in touch with me, and we came up with this, putting the two things together. So it's really about a teacher who takes her kids on class trips where no class has gone before.
Didn't we love those field trips as kids in school, especially the really interesting field trips and the quirky teachers?
Well, you know, the first book was in 1986, was The Magic School Bus at the Waterworks. And the reason that I did that one was because I thought that the kids might think it was going to be boring to go there. So they said, boring. And Miss Frizzle, the teacher, is so enthusiastic, she wants to go. So the humor is really in the reversal of roles, because usually it's the kids who want to get out of the classroom. And meanwhile, they're saying, can't we just stay here and have spelling tests?
Oh, right.
Because Miss Frizzle is so weird, the weirdest teacher in school. And, you know, when I was going to write the first book, I didn't know how to begin it. And I cleaned my house to avoid sitting down at the desk. And that was a first. Finally, I said, Joanna, you have to start this. So I sat down and I wrote these words. Our class really has bad luck. This year we got Miss Frizzle, the strangest teacher in school. We don't mind her strange dresses or her strange shoes. It's how she acts that really gets us. So I knew that she was going to act like my junior high school science teacher, Miss Bear, who didn't dress funny and who wasn't weird, but who loved science and carried us along on her coattails with her enthusiasm. And then when Bruce Deegan got involved with the illustrations, he made Miss Frizzle look like his high school geometry teacher, Miss Isaacs. So she looks like his teacher and she acts like my teacher.
I understand that just taking a look at her dresses and her shoes is a great pleasure, one of the great pleasures of reading the books. What a great idea to be able to get children interested and excited about science by hooking them with a good story. And that's a great opening for your first book.
Well, you know, I had written traditional science books for such a long time, and I was a little scared to do this. I thought that it might hurt my so-called reputation. And then, of course, when I started to write the books, I started to put all the story, the humor, and the facts in the text, and I realized that there was no room for pictures. So I said, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? So I said, I remembered I liked to write school reports when I was a child. So I put school reports and I made a lot of the information in the school reports. But it was still too long. So I bit the bullet and I made speech bubbles. And of course, that was a real no-no in 1986 in children's books because it evoked comic books, the dreadful comic.
No, not that. If you're just joining us, you're hearing Joanna Cole. She is the author of the Magic School Bus series in collaboration for 20 years now with illustrator Bruce Deegan. And she's telling us about the series, and we'll be talking now about the book that you can buy tomorrow, and you can meet Joanna Cole. The North Carolina Coastal Federation invites you to dress up and come as your favorite character. Joanna Cole will be giving a book reading from The Magic School Bus and the Climate Challenge. She'll also be available to sign books. There'll be an ice cream social. I understand Rita's Thai Ice is providing some goodies, and there'll be some games, and the Mellow Mushroom Magic Bus will be there. Not a magic school bus, but I understand the students and the parents and kids that all come will have a chance to decorate that bus in honor of the Magic School Bus. Mm-hmm. Now, that's happening from 4 to 6 tomorrow at the Fred and Alice Standback Coastal Education Center, which is right next to the Wrightsville Beach Museum. You know, I imagine you've given many, many, many interviews over the years, Joanna. And is there a particular question or series of questions that the kids often ask you? What do they want to know about you or about any particular topic?
Children usually ask, how old are you? What was your first book? What's your favorite book? Where did you get the idea for Arnold?
Arnold.
Arnold is the kid who doesn't like to get messy, who doesn't like to go out, who likes to stay home and be quiet. And the irony is that he has Miss Frizzle for a teacher. And the truth is that I am more like Arnold than I am like Miss Frizzle. I tell people that I stay home and read and write most of the time. But I'm like Miss Frizzle in this way, and that is that I love to explain science. And that's how I got into the Magic School Bus.
What is it like for you? This? It sounds like you're quite an introvert, and you have to give a lot of interviews and do these book signings and book readings. What helps you get through that?
Well, you know, I started to do this long, long ago, and I was much younger then and much shyer, so it was very hard for me at first. But over the years, I've kind of gotten used to it.
Yeah.
And I enjoy it now.
Good. Is there a particular question that comes up all the time that you're just like, oh, please don't ask me that?
How did you get the idea? Where do you get your ideas?
Yes.
You know, my brother-in-law is a writer, and he tells people, I steal them from children in the neighborhood.
I like that. You have to come up with an alternative, because any interviewer is going to ask you that.
But, you know, the other thing that's fun is that the children do write to me, and when I make appearances, they talk to me, and they have a lot of good ideas. My grandson, for example, my 5-year-old grandson, William, just suggested the Magic School Bus gets slimy.
Oh,
he wants about slime.
We have a couple minutes left. Joanna, tell us a little bit about this latest book, The Magic School Bus and the Climate Challenge.
We had done books about all kinds of subjects, but we decided that we wanted to do something controversial, something that could make a real difference. And I remember at the time that we thought of the global warming, you know, I said to my editor, it's not controversial and it won't be controversial at all by the time the book comes out. Unfortunately, I was wrong about that because it's a false controversy. It was a hard book to do because it's a very, very serious and disturbing subject, and I was wondering how I would make it funny.
Mm.
But, you know, it just wasn't that hard. It's possible to present the serious information and still have the children be there in character and lighthearted.
Does the book give a sense of hope for perhaps what children could do to make a difference in the future?
That's one of the things about the book that I like best, and that is that it tells what kids can do. And these are real things that can make a difference if everyone would do them. So I say, you know, one of them is if everyone turned off their computers at night, it would save, I don't remember exactly, but X number of pounds of carbon dioxide going into the atmosphere. So if everyone knows that and everyone does it, it will make a big difference.
Wonderful. Joanna Cole, the author of the Magic School Bus series. Her latest book is The Magic School Bus and the Climate Challenge. You can meet her tomorrow between 4 and 6. She will be at the Fred and Alice Stanback Coastal Education Center next to the Wrightsville Beach Museum. She is being sponsored for this event by the North Carolina Coastal Federation. It would be great if you could contact the Federation to make a reservation at nccoast.org or 910-509-2838. But reservations are not required. You can just show up tomorrow if you want to. Joanna Cole, thank you for coming in and talking with us today. It's been a real pleasure.
Oh, I've enjoyed it very much.
This is WHQR.